Wednesday, January the 12th, 2011, 7 Shavuot 5771. Day 4 before, Parasha Bashalach, when he sent. Exodus 16.
Bread from heaven.
They took their journey from Elim, and all the congregation of the children of Israel came to the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after their departing out of the land of Egypt. The whole congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron in the wilderness, and the children of Israel said to them, "We wish that we had died by the hand of Yahweh in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the meat pots, when we ate our fill of bread, for you have brought us out into this wilderness, to kill this whole assembly with hunger." Then Yahweh said to Moses, "Behold, I will rain bread from the sky for you, and the people shall go out and gather a day's portion every day, that I may test them, whether they will walk in my Torah, teaching and instruction, or not. It shall come to pass in the sixth day, that they shall prepare that which they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gather daily." Moses and Aaron said to all the children of Israel, "At evening, then you shall know that Yahweh has brought you out from the land of Egypt, and in the morning, then you shall see the glory of Yahweh, because he hears your murmurings against Yahweh. Who are we, that you murmur against us?" Moses said, "Now Yahweh shall give you meat to eat in the evening, and in the morning bread to satisfy you, because Yahweh hears your murmurings which you murmur against him. And who are we? Your murmurings are not against us, but against Yahweh." Moses said to Aaron, "Tell all the congregation of the children of Israel, come near before Yahweh, for he has heard your murmurings." It happened, as Aaron spoke to the whole congregation of the children of Israel, that they looked toward the wilderness, and behold, the glory of Yahweh appeared in the cloud. Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, "I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel. Speak to them, saying, at evening you shall eat meat, and in the morning you shall be filled with bread, and you shall know that I am Yahweh your Elohim." It happened at evening the quail came up and covered the camp, and in the morning the dew lay around the camp. When the dew that lay had gone, behold, on the surface of the wilderness was a small round thing, small as the frost on the ground. When the children of Israel saw it, they said one to another, "What is it?" For they didn't know what it was. Moses said to them, "It is the bread which Yahweh has given you to eat. This is the thing which Yahweh has commanded, gather of it everyone according to his eating, an omer a head, according to the number of your persons, you shall take it, every man for those who are in his tent." The children of Israel did so, and gathered some more, some less. When they measured it with an omer, he who gathered much had nothing over, and he who gathered little had no lack. They gathered every man according to his eating. Moses said to them, "Let no one leave of it until the morning." Notwithstanding they didn't listen to Moses, but some of them left of it until the morning, and it bred worms, and became foul, and Moses was angry with them. They gathered it morning by morning, everyone according to his eating. When the sun grew hot, it melted. It happened that on the sixth day they gathered twice as much bread, two omers for each one, and all the rulers of the congregation came and told Moses. He said to them, "This is that which Yahweh has spoken, tomorrow is a solemn rest, a set-apart holy Sabbath to Yahweh. Bake that which you want to bake, and boil that which you want to boil, and all that remains over lay up for yourselves to be kept until the morning." They laid it up until the morning, as Moses asked, and it didn't become foul, neither was there any worm in it. Moses said, "Eat that today, for today is a Sabbath to Yahweh. Today you shall not find it in the field. 6 days you shall gather it, but on the seventh day is the Sabbath. In it there shall be none." It happened on the seventh day, that some of the people went out to gather, and they found none. Yahweh said to Moses, "How long do you refuse to keep my commandments and my Torah, teachings and instructions? Behold, because Yahweh has given you the Sabbath, therefore he gives you on the sixth day the bread of 2 days. Everyone stay in his place. Let no one go out of his place on the seventh day." So the people rested on the seventh day. The house of Israel called its name manna, and it was like coriander seed, white, and its taste was like wafers with honey. Moses said, "This is the thing which Yahweh has commanded, let an omer full of it be kept throughout your generations, that they may see the bread with which I fed you in the wilderness, when I brought you forth from the land of Egypt." Moses said to Aaron, take a pot, and put an omer full of manna in it, and lay it up before Yahweh, to be kept throughout your generations. As Yahweh commanded Moses, so Aaron laid it up before the testimony, to be kept. The children of Israel ate the manna 40 years, until they came to an inhabited land. They ate the manna until they came to the borders of the land of Canaan. Now an omer is the 10th part of an ephah. Acts 21.
Warnings in the journey to Jerusalem.
When it happened that we had parted from them and had set sail, we came with a straight course to Kos, and the next day to Rhodes, and from there to Patara. Having found a ship crossing over to Phoenicia, we went aboard and set sail. When we had come in sight of Cyprus, leaving it on the left hand, we sailed to Syria and landed at Tyre, for there the ship was to unload her cargo. Having found disciples, we stayed there 7 days. These said to Paul through the Spirit, that he should not go up to Jerusalem. When it happened that we had accomplished the days, we departed and went on our journey. They all, with wives and children, brought us on our way until we were out of the city. Kneeling down on the beach, we prayed. After saying goodbye to each other, we went on board the ship, and they returned home again. When we had finished the voyage from Tyre, we arrived at Ptolemais. We greeted the brothers, and stayed with them 1 day. On the next day, we, who were Paul's companions, departed, and came to Caesarea. We entered into the house of Philip the evangelist, who was one of the 7, and stayed with him. Now this man had 4 virgin daughters who prophesied. As we stayed there some days, a certain prophet named Agabus came down from Judea. Coming to us, and taking Paul's belt, he bound his own feet and hands, and said, thus says the set apart Holy Spirit, so will the Judeans at Jerusalem bind the man who owns this belt, and will deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles. When we heard these things, both we and they of that place begged him not to go up to Jerusalem. Then Paul answered, what are you doing, weeping and breaking my heart? For I am ready not only to be bound, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of Adonai Yeshua. When we would not be persuaded, we ceased, saying Adonai's will be done.
Paul urged to make peace.
After these days we took up our baggage and went up to Jerusalem. Some of the disciples from Caesarea also went with us, bringing one Na son of Cyprus, an early disciple, with whom we would stay. When we had come to Jerusalem, the brothers received us gladly. The day following, Paul went in with us to Jacob, and all the elders were present. When he had greeted them, he reported one by one the things which Elohim had worked among the Gentiles from his ministry. They, when they heard it, glorified Elohim. They said to him, you see, brother, how many thousands there are among the Judeans of those who have believed, and they are all zealous for the Torah. They have been informed about you, that you teach all the Jews who are among the Gentiles to forsake Moses, telling them not to circumcise their children neither to walk after the customs. What then? The assembly must certainly meet, for they will hear that you have come. Therefore do what we tell you. We have 4 men who have taken a vow. Take them, and purify yourself with them, and pay their expenses for them, that they may shave their heads. Then all will know that there is no truth in the things that they have been informed about you, but that you yourself also walk keeping the Torah. But concerning the Gentiles who believe, we have written our decision that they should observe no such thing, except that they should keep themselves from food offered to idols, from blood, from strangled things, and from sexual immorality.
Arrested in the temple.
Then Paul took the men, and the next day, purified himself and went with them into the temple, declaring the fulfillment of the days of purification, until the offering was offered for every one of them. When the 7 days were almost completed, the Jews from Asia, when they saw him in the temple, stirred up all the multitude and laid hands on him, crying out, men of Israel, help! This is the man who teaches all men everywhere against the people, and the Torah, and this place. Moreover, he also brought Greeks into the temple, and has defiled this set-apart holy place. For they had seen Trophimus, the Ephesian, with him in the city, and they supposed that Paul had brought him into the temple. All the city was moved, and the people ran together. They seized Paul and dragged him out of the temple. Immediately the doors were shut. As they were trying to kill him, news came up to the commanding officer of the regiment that all Jerusalem was in an uproar. immediately he took soldiers and centurions, and ran down to them. They, when they saw the chief captain and the soldiers, stopped beating Paul. Then the commanding officer came near, arrested him, commanded him to be bound with two chains, and inquired who he was and what he had done. Some shouted one thing, and some another, among the crowd. When he couldn't find out the truth because of the noise, he commanded him to be brought into the barracks. When he came to the stairs, it happened that he was carried by the soldiers because of the violence of the crowd, for the multitude of the people followed after, crying out, "Away with him!"
Addressing the Jerusalem mob.
As Paul was about to be brought into the barracks, he asked the commanding officer, "May I speak to you?" He said, "Do you know Greek? Aren't you then the Egyptian, who before these days stirred up the sedition and led out into the wilderness the 4,000 men of the assassins?" But Paul said, "I am a Jew, from Tarsus in Cilicia, a citizen of no insignificant city. I beg you, allow me to speak to the people." When he had given him permission, Paul, standing on the stairs, beckoned with his hand to the people. When there was a great silence, he spoke to them in the Hebrew language, saying, "End of today's Torah and related scriptures. Praise YAH." HNV version, in the public domain.